This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
The Columbia Journalism Review shared a story about John Kelvey. He's a 37-year-old reporter who works at the Carroll County Times. It's a small daily newspaper owned by Tribune Publishing Company. It's based in Westminster, Maryland. The CJR reports that Kelvey has a wife and a young daughter and is the family's sole breadwinner. His annual pay is $36,500, a figure that, by the way, Kelvey estimates makes him the highest paid writer in that newsroom. The difference between his wage and the cost of living means that Kelvey, a journalist, a full-time professional journalist, must still use the same community food banks that he has often been called on to write about in his reporting.
Well, and I can speak to this, Rich. I mean, you get into this business technically, not necessarily for the money. Yes, sure, you need money for good services and shelter and so forth and that thing. But you really get into this business because, you know, it's – and not to sound too sentimental or corny here, but I think it's a truly noble calling. It's something that I certainly was drawn to because I enjoyed – I think I had a good knack for writing and communicating. I loved being involved in current affairs and talking and interviewing with people. And I thought it was a great – important job to bring those stories to the fore and to provide that a vital service, and it was just an honor to do it. And I'm proud of the career that I've had in doing that. But that said, it was generally always a very low paying position. You're going to have somewhat of a financially somewhat meager existence, and you had to make the best with it.
Well, sure, you go into it knowing you're probably not going to get rich as a journalist, but I don't think you go into it thinking you're going to starve either. And I think we need to recognize that as a society, and I think some of these corporate owners need to recognize that people need to be able to make a living wage.
Yeah, and I mean, I also just want to point out that Kelvey, the one journalist who was talking about who you said makes $36,500 a year, that's him as a full-time reporter and a full-time freelancer, right? He's already freelancing a whole lot too, supplementing, and that's with all of that, he still has to go to these food banks. Right, and that's not something that I think students who are going into journalism think about or are aware of, right? You go into it, and you're going into it for noble reasons. And like you said, I don't think anyone's expecting to become, you know, a multimillionaire or even pulling down six figures probably when they start. But they at least think that they can put food on their table, get a good place to live, and maybe support a family. And that's just not the case, unfortunately.
Well, especially if you go through a journalism and broadcasting program such as we have here at Western Illinois University, you have developed a skill. You've been trained for a skill. You would think you could make some sort of living wage. And I realize the owners need to turn a profit too, but it should be noted that Tribune Publishing recently announced a $56 million payout for its shareholders. The Tribune Company is not hurting. I know they own many properties, and there are a lot of reporters across the entire Tribune system, but they could be paying some of these people a little more money, I think.
Correct. And that's the true irony here, Rich, is that over the years we've seen, and I'm old enough to remember when there were still family and independent entities that owned newspapers and TV stations and broadcast networks. And of course, those are few and far between anymore. And now we have these large corporations, these mega conglomerates, that multi-million, probably billion-dollar entities. And yet they still have struggle to pay or try to legitimize why they're paying these wages that are far below what they probably should be. I mean, generally and by and large, you know, the standard of living in this country has not for the middle class has not been has remained stagnant. It has remained the same for 30 years, but especially in newspapers. And that is challenging the industry of keeping talent in newsrooms or keeping especially some very talented journalists from not leaving and going into other businesses such as public affairs or other kind of realms of communication, and we're losing that because of this.
Well, and it's not just newspapers. Let's be clear.
Yes.
Television reporters, especially in smaller markets starting out, make very little money. And in some cases probably do not get a clothing allowance, and they have to look good on television. And that's cutting into the money they're making, too. And certainly small market radio for a long time has paid low wages. I was telling you guys before we started the program, when I started out full-time as a reporter in Elgin, Illinois, in 1987, my pay was $11,250. And I know that was a long time ago, but trust me, those were poverty wages even back then.
Well, and even if we think about what they're making, what starting journalists are making now, yes, it's more than $11,000, but it's not significantly more than that, right? I've talked to students, they're graduating and, they're looking at getting paid around $22,000 for the year, right, as a TV reporter. Or something like that, 24 on a small market, which is not a lot. And it's not that much different than what you said you started at, Will, when you were talking before that. And that's one of the things that really struck me about this is the wages for journalists have not increased. But one of the things that has increased a lot is the cost of entry, right? So like you said, if you're on TV, you have to buy nice clothes. Well, clothing prices have gone up, but also college degrees, right? You need to have a degree in journalism and, we offer that here and a lot of places, and they're not cheap, right? And I wonder how these people who are going in to journalism for these noble causes, and we need journalists, we've talked about that a lot, but why are they going to want to go into it knowing that they're going to be saddled with huge student loan debt and then get a job that barely pays them to put food on the table?
And again, as was brought up earlier, a lot of them might work at that beginning job and get out of the business and go into PR or something totally unrelated.
And I think we need to also point out that today's journalists, the graduates that are coming out, also have multifaceted skills that I certainly didn't have when I entered the field initially. You have to have the skills of both broadcast and journalism, printing, writing, and going on the air to be able to speak eloquently and to be able to be understood and to have a point and to blog and to tweet.
And then also to be able to write web copy, which is basically newspaper style, which is different than the way you write a broadcast story.
And exactly. And but that said, I don't think there's been compensation for that. I don't think it's been righteously compensated, and it hasn't been reflected in journalism's pay.
And again, we see corporate owners taking over who don't have a connection with that newsroom. It's just a profit center, so to speak. And they are turning profits for the executives and the shareholders in some cases, but they're not passing that along. There is no trickle-down economics happening in the journalism industry.
Well, sure, and I think that's one of the biggest ironies of all of this, right? We are constantly talking about struggling newsrooms and how news is dying or journalism is in danger, right, because it's not profitable. People aren't making money. But then we see people like the Tribune or companies like Tribune Publishing paying out $56 million just in special cash, right?
That's not shareholders.
Just to its shareholders. That's not reflective of their profits, which are also very high. It's not reflective of what the CEO is making and bringing home. And like you said, maybe they can't afford to pay each journalist, $100,000 to do this, but they could definitely be affording to pay them a living wage so they can actually focus on reporting and doing a good job and doing what they want to do and what they're supposed to do, versus instead having to worry about going to a food bank or which bill are they going to have to pay for that month.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.